If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to pray the preacher shows up. You think the preacher's already in the pulpit, but I ain't the preacher. The Holy Ghost is the preacher.
Amen.
We're going to pray the preacher shows up. Psalm 23 is extremely familiar. Read it all the time. Some of you probably don't even need to open your Bible to know what Psalm 23 says. I'm only going to read part of one verse. Psalm 23, verse number 6. Says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yeah.
Tonight I want to preach on goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You so much, dear God, for this opportunity to be here. Thankful for this revival, Lord, and what we felt so far. Lord, You know I'm nervous, Lord. You know that You know where my heart is. God, I just want to get out of the way. I want to let You come down and get in the way. I want to hide behind Your cross, Lord. Lord, I just want to trust You, Lord. But I believe tonight there's somebody here that needs to hear from your Word tonight. Lord, there's somebody here that needs to come and talk to You, Lord. There's somebody here tonight, Lord, that needs to get some things settled with You, Lord. I believe there's some folks here last night, Lord, that walked out of here carrying the same burden, and they need to unload it tonight, Lord. I'm praying that You'll come down, Lord, and stir their heart up. Lord, I'm praying tonight if there's somebody here that doesn't know You, that tonight would be the night they would let go of their sinful life and come and ask You into their life, Lord. Lord, I'm telling You tonight could be the greatest night of their life. And Lord, I'm asking that You'll come down and bless them, Lord. Lord, bless all the folks that are gathered in. Lord, I pray one more time. Help me get out of the way, Lord. I ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can be seated. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Let me tell you something about Psalm chapter 23 that we need to realize. Psalm chapter 23 is a psalm for life in general.
Yeah.
If you live life in general, let me tell you, friend, if you get up every single day and you go to work or you go out into this world, you need Psalm chapter 23.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a psalm for just a general living.
Yeah.
Here's why. If you didn't know this, it's the valley psalm.
Yeah.
It's the valley psalm, and some of you ought to perk up right there because you've been walking in a valley for a long time.
Yeah,
you say, what do you mean it's the valley psalm? Listen, Psalm chapter 22 is a prophecy about Mount Calvary. Psalm chapter 24 is prophecy about Mount Zion. But right there in the middle, yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Let me tell you something tonight, friends. You've gathered in, and you may be in a valley tonight. But goodness and mercy are coming.
That's right.
Can I go into English teacher mode for a minute?
Sure.
Those of you that were here last night know this. If you don't know this, you know it now. I teach English. 8th grade English. Teach a bunch of heathens, I told you last night. And please don't do this to me. Don't come up to me after church and go, I got to be careful how I talk to you because you're an English teacher. Folks, I don't speak it real good. Somehow I convinced Southwestern City Schools to give me a job. Joke's on them. I don't speak it real good, but I'm going to give you a quick English lesson about this verse. Let me explain something to you, and you need to grab hold of this because we're going to circle back to it.
Come on.
I love the fact that this verse, this in verse 6, starts with the word surely.
Yeah.
Let me explain why I like it so much. In the King James Version English, I said in the King James Version English, I said in the King James Version English, I don't know what you're reading, but if it ain't King James, I'd throw it in the garbage. You invited me here, so I guess you're going to have to deal with it.
That's all right.
In the King James Version English, he used the word surely for a reason. The reason that he used the word surely is because of this. When he used the word surely in the King James Version, it meant that you could not argue with the statement that was getting ready to follow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It meant that you could not doubt a word that would follow the word surely. It meant that after what the word surely, everything you read after it, mark it down. Yeah. It is truth and it will happen. Friend, you ought to get excited right there, because after the word surely, it says goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means you can't doubt it. You can't argue it. There's no question about it. It's truth tonight. It's truth tonight. So don't come up to me after church and try to argue it with me. I'll just say, oh, surely.
Amen.
Huh?
That's good.
Listen to me. We need to grab hold of this. It's important. We don't need to doubt what we're getting ready to hear. God has settled it.
Amen.
I said, God has settled it.
Amen.
This preacher's not settled it. Listen, I settled it in my own heart, but I can't settle it for you. But mark this down. God has settled it.
Amen.
You need to understand something about these two words, goodness and mercy. Can I explain something to you tonight? Every single creature that God created needs one of those.
Yeah.
They need goodness.
Yeah.
Every single creature that God has breathed life into needs goodness.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something tonight? Only God's sinful creatures need both.
Amen. Amen.
You ought to nod and say amen.
Amen.
Only God's sinful creatures need both goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say amen right there, because I don't know about you. I fall in that category of one of the sinful creatures that was created here on earth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something today, friends. I found myself in sin. I found myself lost.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that goodness and mercy followed me all the days of my life, and that God has provided both.
Amen.
You say, why is that? Because goodness is God's blessings on me.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I'm going to tell you right now, God has been good to me. Can I say it again? God has been good to me. When I wake up in the morning and I roll over and I see the wife that's laying beside me in the bed, I need to say, God has been good to me. When I look out in the hallway and I see my children getting up, getting ready for school, can I say, God has been good to me. I'm glad for God's goodness tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
God's goodness is God's blessings on us. And friend, let me tell you something tonight. If you're sitting here and drawing breath, hearing the word of God preach, God has been good
tonight. Amen.
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 That's good.
God has been good. God's goodness is God's blessings on us. But can I tell you, mercy is God's sacrificial love for us. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. Even when I was lost in sin, God knew who I was, and God loved me anyway. God sent His Son to die for me, even in my lost condition, so that someday I could call out. Listen, mercy is God's sacrificial love for each and every one of us.
Amen. That's right.
You're a Christian here tonight. Let me tell you something, friend. You didn't get to become a Christian just because of you.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
I don't care what this world tells you.
Come on.
I don't care what this world wants to try to get you to believe. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. If you're a Christian tonight and you can lay claim to it, it's because you came through the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. And it's because God loved you so much, He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him could have everlasting life.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
I'm not saved tonight because of anything I've done. I'm saved tonight because mercy followed after me.
Yeah, that's good.
You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm telling you this much. I love these statements. God has laid this on me. Now, I'm going to get in a big way. I'll blow my voice out. That's all right, because it's the last night I'm preaching anyway. I'm
going
to give you everything I got. Hold on. Hold on. Listen to me. God began to deal with me about this message. And these are some of the things that God started to show me. We need to understand about goodness and mercy. Listen, God's goodness takes care of my steps. And His mercy takes care of my stumbles. Woo! I said, glory to God. Listen, God's blessings. God on my steps. And God be where I go. But it's His mercy that picks me up when I fall down and I lose my way.
Praise God.
Listen to me tonight. God is guiding you everywhere you go. And it's because of His goodness that He's doing it. But let me tell you, when you fall and skin yourself up, when you stumble a little bit, and don't act like you don't, we're still in this flesh. We're still human. We're still wrestling. We're still battling. Listen, when we fall down, mercy reaches its hand back to us.
Amen.
Can I say this? His goodness meets our needs, and His mercy forgives all our faults. Let me tell you, I'm not perfect. I may be up here preaching the gospel tonight. I may be the associate pastor of Rosedale Free Will Baptist Church. But friends, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not perfect. I have my faults. I have my failures. I fail along the way. But thank God Almighty that when I fail, that hand of mercy reaches down to me and wraps hold of me and picks me back up. Why? Because it's His sacrificial love for me. Can I tell you? Let me put it in biblical terms for you. Goodness caused the prodigal son to go back home.
Yeah.
But mercy ran to meet his son along the way. Listen to me, friend. I came to myself in a hall block one day and I realized that I needed to go to the Father's house, that it's better there than it is out there. And let me tell you something. Goodness got me up. Goodness got me moving. But as I caught the sight of Daddy's front porch, listen, mercy ran off the porch and met me along the way. God, He loves me. He laid His life down for me. He died for me. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Yes.
If you don't, I tell you what, you might want to grab hold of the hand of mercy when it walks by.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because listen, goodness is God's hand, but mercy is God's heart. Listen, with His hand, He provides your needs. With His hand, He reaches down.
Yeah.
You're telling me, me and this man right here traveling 40 minutes to go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and we do just fine, don't we, buddy? Because God's hand reaches down and meets our need. But let me tell you why He called us to go out there to begin with. Because His heart spoke and said, there's a church out there in Rosedale, Ohio that needs you boys to go out there and be a part of it. They need to hear about mercy. They need to hear about love. Let me tell you something tonight, Pastor. If you're sitting here, you're here for a reason. And God's hand reaches out and provides goodness to you. But His mercy is leading you where you go. I'll have a heart attack before this is over with. You all pray hard. My heart holds out. I thought I preached hard last night, but I'm having fun tonight. This is one of those messages that I'm just going to enjoy whether anybody else does or not. How's that sound? Huh? Why? Because I'm talking about God blessing me. Not only is He blessing me, He loved me enough that He saved me. And let me tell you something, friend. You didn't know me before I got saved. As a matter of fact, I believe there's only three people in this building right now that knew me before I got saved. And if you talk to them, I was not a person you wanted to know.
Yeah.
But why you let me stand in the pulpit now? Can I tell you why? I got a bath in the blood of Jesus Christ. And my sins are washed away. And God reached down and called me out and said, you're going to preach the gospel, son. And then I get a phone call to come to Marengo and preach revival. And I said, God, pour the Spirit out on these folks and pour it out on me. And God said, guess what? Goodness and mercy are going to follow you to victory, Free Will Baptist.
Amen.
I feel pretty good.
Amen.
Y'all in trouble. You've been working out too. I feel like I'm in a little bit of shape. I had a little wind about me. Listen now. Goodness and mercy. Have you ever wondered? And I really thought about this and I studied this. The Lord led me a couple things. Why does goodness and mercy follow us instead of going before us? You ever notice that? Why is it behind us? You ever wonder? I got to wondering about that. Listen, the word they used for follow there, translated in Hebrew, doesn't mean they're just plodding along, taking their good old time. Do you know what it means? It means it's pursuing you.
Yeah.
It's chasing you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something tonight, friend. You say, I ain't been blessed in a long time. Slow down and let goodness and mercy catch you.
Yeah. Oh, that's more.
Yeah.
But I wondered, God, why are they behind me chasing me? Why are they pushing me? And I'm telling you, God, give me some. I'm crazy now. I just listen to the Lord. The Lord talks to me all the time. I listen to Him.
Yeah.
You can say I'm crazy if you want. Go ahead. I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested. Or maybe she didn't. I don't know. Listen. We find at the beginning of Psalm chapter 23, in the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd. So if He's the shepherd, guess what goodness and mercy must be if they're in the back of the pack chasing us? Why, they must be the sheepdogs. Guess what the sheepdogs are supposed to do? Now, I heard a great message about how pastors were the sheepdogs, and I agree with you 100%. But I believe in this case, God's got two heavenly sheepdogs, and they're called goodness and mercy. And let me tell you why they're back there pursuing us. Because every once in a while, and some of you in the church tonight should say amen, because you're probably in this situation. Every once in a while, we feel like we can't go any further.
Yeah.
We feel like we have walked the journey as far as we can walk it. We feel like we're worn out.
Yeah.
We feel like we're tired.
Amen.
We feel like we've been beat up. We feel like it's just we can't take another step.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happens when you start to slow down a little bit. Goodness and mercy start nipping at your heels when you pick your feet up a little bit. Why? Because you remember how good God's been to you. And you remember the mercy He showed you. And all of a sudden, the steps get a little lighter and you feel like you can take off and run.
Amen.
God's got His sheepdogs back there, nipping at us.
Right.
Let me tell you something, friend. If you don't think that's true, start feeling a little down. And when you do, God's going to start poking at you and reminding you, remember when I did that?
Yeah.
Look where you're living. Huh?
Yeah.
Look where you're living.
Come on.
You got in a car this morning and turned the key and it started.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Some of you ate before you walked into the church house. Some of you will eat when you leave the church house. Some of you need to stop eating if we're being honest. So, Richie, anyway.
Sure.
Listen. When God, and you start to feel tired, I love the thought that God reaches down and pets His two dogs and says, go get them. Because I think they forgot. I think they forgot how good I've been to them. I think they forgot.
Right.
And that's why their steps are slowing
down.
That's right. That's why they're starting to drag a little bit. Let me tell you something, friend. When I get to thinking about goodness and mercy, I can't help but pick my feet up a little bit. I can't help but shout a little bit. You said, why is that preacher so loud? Because God's been so good to me. His mercy is bestowed on me. And I can't help but thank Him for what He's done. Because I got two sheepdogs chasing me.
That's right.
Let me tell you something else about why I believe they follow you. Because they follow you because they take care of everything behind you.
Yeah.
Listen to me now.
That's right. Come
they
on.
Take care of everything behind you. Which means when you turn around to even take a glimpse, you don't see the things you left behind.
Yeah.
because goodness and mercy have already taken care of
Amen.
See, what we have here tonight, I believe, are some Christian people that have a hard time letting go and letting God take care of things.
Yeah.
You're struggling with some things.
Amen.
I saw it on your faces last night. Some of you walked in here and it's still on your face tonight. Can I tell you, can I give you some good news tonight? If you'll just let it go, goodness and mercy will chase it all. And that's
Amen.
All you're going to see anyway.
Amen.
Listen to me. When the devil tries to bring up my past and remind me of my sin, and I turn around to try to look at it, guess what I see? Goodness and mercy.
Amen.
When I turn around to try to see the life that I left behind and the failures that I made, guess what I see when I turn around? Goodness and mercy.
Amen.
Let me tell you what you ought to be looking at tonight instead of trying to look past it. You ought to look back behind you and see the goodness and the mercy that God's bestowed on you. Listen, all that hurt that you're carrying, all that heartache that you're carrying, all that pain that you're carrying, you realize if you let it go, goodness and mercy will take care of it.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy will take care of it. But you got to let it go. Let it go. That's why they're back there. That's why they're pursuing you. That's why they're chasing you. Listen, you say, I've got too many sins, preacher, to come tonight and give my life to the Lord. Let me tell you, if God can save me, I'll say it again. If God can save me, He can save anybody.
Thank you, Lord.
But I'm glad when I came and I let it go, goodness and mercy said, I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. Listen to me. Goodness and mercy follow us because I want to give you this visual. I really love this vision. The beginning of the chapter says, the Lord is my shepherd and He leads me.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
That's right.
He leads me. That means Jesus is out in front. And when I turn around and look behind me, guess what? Oh wait, there's goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
That means that I'm covered in the front and the back.
Yeah.
I'm covered.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, in the front and the back. You say, well, what about the sides, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Here's what the Bible says. Let me get the verse because I don't want to misquote anything. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Now here's the visual I want you to understand. Jesus is out in front of me. Goodness and mercy are right behind me. Guess who's on the sides? I'm looking at
it. Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Amen.
Guess who's at my sides?
Yes, that's right.
Guess who's at my sides?
Right. Yeah.
I'm encompassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. That's you.
Amen.
That's you.
That's good.
Jesus is out in front. Goodness and mercy are behind. Listen to me. I've already heard it this week. I've had pastors and preachers text me and say, buddy, I've been praying for you all week. I know this church has been praying for this revival all week. My brothers text me and said, I'm praying for you. What's that mean? Jesus is in front. Goodness and mercy is behind. And you got to stand right now praying for you.
That's good.
Listen, you wonder, you say, listen, the devil's trying to attack me. Can I tell you a good place to get? Get between Jesus, goodness and mercy, and the people of the church, and let them protect you.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good
preaching.
Amen.
We said it last night, Brother Mike. Please, give us a chance to pray with you. Do you know what that was? That was an opportunity for me to get on your side and pray with you so Jesus could get out in front and goodness and mercy could get out in back and we could gather up around beside you and we could pray for you.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy. And I'll finish with this. I love how it ends. The last little part of that I read there. And we really need to grab hold of this. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Can I tell you this morning or this evening what that means? That means at all times of the day,
goodness and mercy follow you. Can I tell you this morning, that means in the dark times and in the bright times, goodness and mercy follow you. Can I tell you this evening, Brother Mike, that means in the fasting times and the feasting times, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Can I tell you tonight, that means in the dry times and in the wet times, goodness and mercy follow you. Listen, I don't care what you came into when you walked into this church, what you brought in here, what you carry in, what baggage you're handling. I'm going to tell you tonight, goodness and mercy are still chasing you, no matter what is going on in your life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You think that's a coincidence? I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe in that with God. I don't believe there's such a thing as coincidence. Right. God put that in there for somebody here tonight in Victory Free Will Baptist Church that needed to understand that you may have had a bad day today, but guess what? Goodness and mercy are still following you. You've run from the Lord and you didn't want to give your life to the Lord. You've run. Listen, I've got news for you. Goodness and mercy are still chasing you.
All
the days of my life. Let me tell you something, friend. I've had some bleak days. I give this testimony quite a bit. I'm going to give it again. I got a phone call 5 years ago. On my son's birthday, as I sit in a restaurant with my family to eat, my brother that's sitting here called me. And these were his words. He's gone. And I said, who's gone? I don't understand what you're saying. He said, he's gone. Our little brother is gone. And I said, gone where? He said, he's dead. He overdosed on heroin and he's gone. And I drove down to a house in the Bottoms on the west side of Columbus. And I stood with my family on a sidewalk. And I wondered to myself, God, how am I going to get through this? God, what am I going to do? I went to a funeral home with his wife, me and my sister. And we made funeral arrangements for my 32-year-old brother. Was he 32? 33? We made funeral arrangements for him. Folks, that's what sin does.
That's right.
Yes. Sin destroys lives.
Amen.
Sin ends lives. Yeah. We sit and make funeral arrangements for my brother. And they got to this part. And they said, who's going to preach his funeral? And she looked at me. And she said, would you do it? She said, he wouldn't have wanted anybody else to preach his funeral but you. And I thought to myself, God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to stand over the body of my brother knowing that he's gone out of this world? I don't know how he left this world. And listen, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know how I'm going to do this, God. My heart's broken into a million pieces. How am I going to do this? And the day came and I stood up and I preached my brother's funeral. And listen, I told them exactly what they needed to hear. They needed Jesus Christ in their life. Listen, I'm telling you that for this reason. I didn't know it at the time. But see, I'm looking back now. And guess what I see when I look back? I see goodness and mercy. Guess what I see when I look back? I see goodness and mercy. I see the fact that God reached His hand down and He provided goodness to me to be able to stand and preach His funeral. But folks, can I tell you again, if you were here last night, you may get sick of hearing it. I don't care. It makes me feel good. I saw mercy come out of it. Because there He sits right there, come out of addiction, free from his sin. And now He's serving the Lord. Let me tell you something tonight. I see goodness and mercy when I look back behind me. I see goodness and mercy that God's bestowed on me.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But see, that's what mercy is.
That's right.
Amen. Mercy says I don't get what I deserve.
Amen.
Huh? Mercy says, I don't get what I deserve.
Yeah.
Can I tell you tonight? You don't deserve mercy.
Yeah.
but God's extending it to
right.
you.
That's right.
You're sitting here tonight. You've never asked Jesus Christ into your life. You've never given your life over to Him. Can I tell you tonight, even though you don't deserve it, God said, I love you enough that I'm still going to send my Son to die for you. So that at this night, in Victory Free Will Baptist Church, you get the opportunity to come and give your life to Him. Can I tell you tonight, Christian, look up here. God's been good to you.
Amen.
God has been good. No, let me rephrase. God has been great.
Amen.
God has been great. Some of us need to just take a minute and let goodness catch up with us. That's the reason why we didn't shout tonight. That's the reason why we didn't wave a hand tonight. We fail to realize just how good God's been. Can I tell you there's a cure for that? Come up to the altar and stop for a minute, and I guarantee you goodness will catch up.
Praise God.
Here's what I know. This is how I'm going to end it. I believe it's what God once said. I know that some people in this church were here last night, walked out of here carrying a burden. I know you did. See it all over your face. But you came back tonight. And I wondered how heavy that burden is tonight. Knowing you walked out of here carrying it yesterday. Can I tell you tonight, friend, if you'll just come up here and get down on your knees and pray, listen, Jesus is ahead of you. Goodness and mercy are behind you. And guess what will happen if you come and pray? We'll come and gather around you and we'll pray. We'll fend the enemy off. We'll fend the enemy off and give you an opportunity. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. If you're lost without Jesus Christ in your life, mercy's chasing you. Mercy is chasing you tonight. Mercy is extending its hand tonight. Mercy is giving you an opportunity tonight. Mercy says it wants to save you tonight. But you've got to come and get it. They get a song of invitation for me. We stand all over the church. Folks, I did exactly what the Lord wanted me to do here tonight. Now it's up to you. Now it's up to you. Now it's up to you. Let me tell you something tonight. There's some of you here tonight that literally all you need to do is just come up here and thank Him for how good He's been to you. Because it's been a while. I tell you what, even if it hasn't been a while, you ought to still come up and thank Him for how good He's been to you. We can never thank Him enough for everything He's done for us. But there's some of you, you're struggling tonight. Look here, Christian. You're struggling tonight. And do you know you don't have to? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of Christian struggling. You don't have to. You don't have to. If you'll come tonight and you'll kneel down, goodness will catch up to you.
That's right.